Go in peace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you first saying thank you, oh God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you for another day, oh God. I ask that you allow Victoria to exit and for you to enter so that you get all the glory, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And my topic before you take this your seats is almost there. Almost there. And my subtopic is my breakthrough is closer than I think. You may have your seats. In life, we find ourselves waiting on and anticipating the promises of God. The waiting season, if we're being honest, can become challenging. We as humans become impatient, and the impatience can sometimes cause us to try to do and figure things out on our own instead of just waiting on the Lord. You may be in your waiting season, and I'm here to tell you to hold on because you're almost there. The woman with the issue of blood isn't a story that's new to us, or maybe it is new to someone in here, so let's talk about her for a minute. This was a woman who bled nonstop for 12 years. Now, I'm not going to lie, when I finally understood what the Bible meant by she had an issue with blood, I immediately was like, oh, absolutely not. I'd be losing my mind over a little 5 days, and she was dealing with this for 12 years. But anyways, back to the story. This woman went to doctors and everything, but no one seemed to be able to help her. And back in those days, when you were on your monthly, you were deemed unclean. You weren't able to be near God or fellowship with others. You were isolated until it was done. Now imagine going through this for 12 years, not being able to be around people. They look at you every time they see you like you're dirty. Nobody wants to touch or talk to you, let alone give you a hug. And not only that, but not being able to go to God for yourself and just being alone over something that you yourself have no real control over. I'm sure she felt helpless. I'm sure she felt alone, disappointed, maybe even broken. I'm sure she became impatient, and I'm sure she was on the verge of giving up. Oh, but there came a man named Jesus. At this time, Jesus had been ministering all over. He healed people. He calmed the storm. He delivered a possessed man. And on the same day as coming across this woman, woke up a 12-year-old girl who was perceived as dead. So when Jesus came to town, there was a crowd that surrounded him and followed him. I could see her now, this is it, saying, this is it, y'all. This is my chance. I'm almost there, pushing past all those people, saying, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Y'all, her faith was so big that she said if she can only touch the hem of his garment, not even if I could just touch him or his arm or the top of his garment, but the hem, which is literally the border of a garment. That, my friends, is what I like to call crazy faith, the type of faith that if you told someone what you were trusting God for, they would look at you like you have 6 heads and 4 arms. And because of her crazy faith, she was healed immediately. So much so that Jesus turned around and asked, who touched him? I could see the disciples' faces because there were so many people around, but Jesus knew exactly what he was talking about. She came to him, and the only thing he said to her was, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace. Thy faith had made you whole. How many times has God blessed you or healed you just based on your faith? Think about it. I'm going to give y'all 2 seconds. And sometimes we make things so much bigger than what it really is, like you got to do backflips or something in order for him to move on our behalf, when the Bible says that all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed. She touched the hem of his garment. She waited 12 years for her healing and her breakthrough and still chose to have faith and know that if she could just get to Jesus, he will heal her. We be going through something for a day and just lose all hope. And trust me, the words that I speak to y'all always speak to me first. That's why I'm saying we have to be for real and really check his track record. Really take a moment and think about everything the Lord has done for you and brought you out of up until this point. and also realizing that he has done so much more than I deserve. And I'm saying I now because I can only speak for myself, that if he didn't do another thing, he already done enough. If he promised you something, you have to believe that it's on its way. Or in this case, that you're almost at the place where you need to be for him to release the promise. And if we're being honest, sometimes we be the ones prolonging our promise. We be doing things we're not supposed to be doing. We trying to find loopholes around the things that God told us to do. No, do what he said, the way he said it. We lose faith. We get impatient. We stop trusting him. And we turn to everything and everyone else but him. And then turn around and really think he gonna release a promise to us. Well, we can't even handle the waiting period. We have to be in a place to receive and be able to handle the promise before he can release it. But when you wait on the Lord and you let him take control of your situation, you will see exactly how important that waiting period really was. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. It's a promise. And a promise is a promise. And we be so caught up in our circumstances that we don't even realize how close our breakthroughs really are. How much we're literally almost there. Story time, y'all. I remember I took a road trip with my best friend last Christmas to go see my dad. And we drove to Myrtle Beach, just the two of us on the road. It was a long ride. It was about 10 hours. But we split it, so we were good. But again, we were in the car for a long time, and I think we were only made like one or two stops, honestly. So, of course, we were tired and ready to just get there and annoyed. But I remember when the time on the GPS went down to a certain amount of minutes and everything changed. We both were excited. We was like, look, we almost there. It was like we were tired, but as soon as we realized that we were almost there, there was a boost of energy that hit us. We started playing music, we started getting hype, we started singing along. We were excited because there was an indication that we were almost there. And the best part about it is when we got to our destination, my father already knew we were there because he had my location. Don't let that go over your heads. What's my point? My point is, I know you may be tired, and I know you may feel weary. I know the roads had some bumps in it, and you had to make a stop or two. I know you may even be ready to pull over for good. But it's not by chance that you are hearing this message on this annual Youth and Young Adult Sunday at Bethel Church of God in Christ. This is your indication that you are almost there. Talia, I'm ready. And that whatever you need is almost here. Your breakthrough is almost here. Your healing is almost here. Your deliverance is almost here. And not only that, but you yourself, again, are almost there. There's a prophetess. She goes by the name of Princess Tiana. Yeah, yeah. She goes to Disney Church of God in Christ. And she sung this song that says, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. People out here think I'm crazy, but I do not care. Trials and tribulations, I've had my share. There ain't nothing gonna stop me now, cause I'm almost there. There ain't nothing gonna stop me now, cause I'm almost there. Not depression, not anxiety, not generational curses, not a job, not no sickness, not nobody's son, not nobody's daughter, because you held on to the promise, because you trusted him, because of your faith, because of your obedience, because of your ability to trust him, because of your patience. And the key is in how you act before you get there. If I told you that the thing you were waiting for would be here in 2 business days, how would you act? Your healing to be here in 2 business days. How would you act? That job will be here in 2 business days. How would you act? Your deliverance will be here in 2 business days. How would you act? Y'all a little too quiet for me here. If I know I'm waiting on the Lord for something, and somebody told me I was almost there, I will start clapping. I will open up my mouth. I will stomp my feet. I will lift my... How would you act? How would you act? You're almost there. How would you act? I'm almost there. When I think about my testimony and I look at my life now, I just thank God because I didn't realize how close I was to... close I was to his promise, and this ain't even it, but my point is, if he didn't keep me, and I didn't decide to live, I would have missed it all. Don't miss it. Don't miss your blessing. Don't miss your promise, because you're so caught up in the circumstances. Almost there. In life, there's no GPS with the exact time and place that the Lord will release his promise. You gotta have faith. You have to have faith the size of a... Victoria, I don't have it in me to even have nobody's crazy faith. That's okay. The size of a mustard seed. If you don't know what a mustard seed is, your homework is to go home and Google a mustard seed. And it is so... That's all you need. You have to have faith. It's mandatory. You got to trust him enough to know that when he said that his word does not go back to him void, he meant that. It doesn't go back to him void, undone, unfulfilled. He meant that. That when he says, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, or have entered into the hearts of man the things the Lord has prepared for those who love him, he meant that. And all things will work together for the good of those that love the Lord. He meant that. So I say that to say, whatever it is you're waiting for, please understand that the Lord will give it to you in his timing. I capitalize his. We want God to do stuff. I want you to do it now. No, I'm going to do it in my timing. You're not ready. I joke and I be like, Lord, you made me a promise. Where's my husband? Are you ready for your husband? Are you seriously ready, Victoria? And I had to say, oh, okay. Because I would run him away. In his timing, stand firm in what you believe in and who you believe in. Have faith in him and keep doing what he tells you to do the way he tells you to do it. Stop trying to find loopholes in what God told you to do. There's a reason he's telling you to do it that same exact way. When you find loopholes, you missing everything he had planned. And then you're going to mess around and miss the promise. Don't give up because you're almost there. And your breakthrough is so much closer than you think. Amen. God bless you.